the Hour of Power here on the Lori and Julia program on My Talk 107.1 and our 15th annual Bids for Kids marathon that we're doing. And right now, up for bid is Sitting in the Suite with Lori and I on Tuesday, June 18th for the Janet Jackson concert at the Excel Center. We have 14 seats available. They go for $200 each. And the warm-up is Nelly. Both, he's fantastic. And this will really be fun. Give us a buzz. And at 651-647-5437. And I just want to announce that the Lori and Julia sit-in for May 8th, last hour, went for $1,000. Wow. And I can't remember who did it. I was in there when Brooke answered the phone, and she's like, Julia will be happy, and I'm right there.
Yeah.
And so I can't remember if you guys sent us the name of who won and then how we're doing with Janet Jackson. We still have tickets to go hang out with Grant in the suite at the Twin Stadium for just $125. And that is happening. Yes.
We've got to mention this, that you've only got 5 tickets left to Janet Jackson. Oh. Right? They're selling fast, and the name is right there for
and
you.
And Robin is going to be our studio sit-in who donated $1,000. Thank you, Robin. That's awesome. So we're going to have one more studio sit-in at
and
the
there's
end.
Only, see, look at the Janet Jackson already almost gone.
I know it.
Jeez, Joel.
Miss Jackson.
And, you know, I remember last year or whatever, one of the sit-ins that we did, there were a couple of people that just bought a solo ticket because they were like, well, I knew you were going to go with me. Mm-hmm. You know, they were just like, I didn't bring anybody. Absolutely. I just wanted to just go.
And at Madonna, too.
Yeah.
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 That was so fun. I mean, the Madonna was the one we sold 2 years ago, I think. And we just finally did that this February. So we are excited about that. We'll have one more studio sit-in. We'll start bidding on at 5:30 today. For Wednesday, June 5th. So give us a buzz if you want those Janet Jackson tickets, too. 651-647-5437. Now, I was back there talking to the team, okay, because we are raising money here today for the Ronald McDonald House, which has 5 locations in our region that we're raising money for. And the Twins flyaway to D.C. is a big deal. And right now, it is underbid at $1,400. And this is 2-round trip tickets on Detroit to Washington, D.C., $200 gift certificates to go to 2 different great restaurants by the stadium, and Janet Jackson is sold out. Mm-hmm. So thank you, everyone, on that one. Let's go back to the Twins flyaway in D.C. The pitcher for the Nationals is from Minnesota, Jake Irvin, and he met the Ronald McDonald team last summer. Is like, what can I do to help? So he got 2 excellent seats to a National Twins game, which is on May 21st and 22nd, which I think it's a Monday and Tuesday. So you get 2 great seats to the game, see the Twins play them, 2 round trip tickets on Delta, 2 night stay, $200 gift cards, and it's just for $1,400 right now. So if you have great grandparents, if you're a kid and you want to call your grandma and grandpa and say you'd really like to go on this trip with them.
Do a good donation. Yes. Help somebody out. Help
grandma, grandpa, I want to go to Washington, D.C. with you. I've never been. This is the time to call them because it's just $1,400. And that bidding will go all the way to 6 p.m. tonight. And we go off the air at 5:56, but we will announce the winner of this this big Twins flyaway to D.C. experience right at like 6:01.
Yep.
Okay, so we will take it to the very end. Again, the number 651-647-5437. I mean, who would you call? Ghostbusters.
I've already texted my mom. I'm like, you want to go? I mean, like, that's... To me, as a Twins fan,
that's a big deal.
That's a dream trip. Mm-hmm. And at that price, like you guys said, it's just unbelievable.
I know. Should we hear from a rock star with the best hair?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so last night, John Bon Jovi sat down with Jimmy Kimmel. His documentary is coming out. Mm-hmm. And if you remember, my friend Susan Sandberg, who's been on our show, and her song is in the movie Ricky Stenicki, she hosted the listener party for the Grammys for John Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
And was just amazed. Mm-hmm. And so he sat down on the couch last night with Jimmy Kimmel and told a couple stories. So
had a lot of good stories. We don't see him on a couch very often.
Ever. Yeah. And he's beautiful. He has some good stories. Yeah. So here we go.
Yeah, the first one is about his first time ever appearing in any musical album or anything. Yeah. This is fun.
Yeah.
I have to say our team here is very excited that they found your actual first recording.
Yes, sir.
Which is, believe it or not, this is going to seem like a joke. This is not a joke. On a Star Wars tribute Christmas album.
I mean, how random is that?
The Star Wars Christmas album.
That's right.
How'd you wind up on this?
I was a gopher in a recording studio from the fall of 1980 until 83 when we did the first record. And there was a guy named Mico Minardo who was doing these kind of tribute records, taking advantage of the Star Wars craze. He was pretending to be a young boy singing the song. It sounded like an old man pretending to be a young boy. And he says, young boy, can you sing? And I said, that's what, you know, I think I can. He says, go in there, and if you want to do this, it pays $183. And I got $183.
You remember the title of the song?
Yeah.
What was it?
R2-D2, We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
R2-D2.
Jimmy's got the album. He points himself legend. I know it.
Legend.
So, okay, let's play the next little cute story he's got to share with Kimmel.
Yeah, this one is about hanging out with Bruce. This is so cool. Oh,
Bruce Springsteen is your idol, and he's a guy that you say you saw, you know, being from New Jersey, being an Italian kid from New Jersey. You're like, oh, so you can be a rock star. Right?
When you grew up in the late 70s, you know, in my house, you had all the posters from Circus Magazine on your wall.
And I never Led heard Zeppelin of that magazine.
And Queen and, you know, all the Leonard Skinner. But that was impossible. That was from another planet. But 30 miles south of Sayreville, New Jersey, was Asbury Park. And there was 10 Asbury Jukes, 7 E Street band members. They had been making records. They're 10, 12 years older than I am. So that you can go down and touch the impossible. It was right there. And all of them wanted a free drink, so if you'd buy them a drink, they'd, you know, tell you anything.
They'd talk to you. And do you now, like, I know you and Bruce are friends and you hang out. Is it ever, do you ever get over that?
No.
No, yeah.
No, he's him.
And I'm here with Bruce?
No, never.
Do you do things with Bruce?
We do. You know, I've known him my whole adult life, and then when I was a kid, I mean, the first time he jumped up on stage was in 1979. I'm still in high school. So I go to high school the next morning, and I say, boy, do I have a story to tell. Because, you know, I'm playing with Southsider Bruce, and they're several records into their careers at this point. I'm still in high school. But nowadays, we go out of our way to spend time together, and the story that's gotten around is that we take these drives. And so we just, no radio, no phones, no body. The two of us will go for 100 miles where the two of us can lock the door and go for a ride and talk.
Oh,
catch up.
God.
And for the first 5, 6, 7 times, I'd say, God, I wish a cop would pull us over. This would be a great shot. But now that there's lots of sightings, it's like, you know, Bigfoot, because we've been everywhere, you know, and people see you at the flea market or the ice cream parlor or the bar. You know, we've done it.
Isn't that Jon Bon Jovi and Bruce Springsteen, you never hear them talk about each other. So it's kind of like this lifelong.
Right? Mm-hmm.
That's really cute.
Very
really
cool.
Cute. We need to give some updates on our Twins Experience package to see the Washington Nationals in Washington, D.C. It is up to $2,000. Sandra is winning. Rochelle had previously bid $1,800.
Thank you, then
Sandra built $2,000. So that's where it's at right now. And again, it's a big, big, big prize.
Yeah.
Cool. It's a big prize. So thank you, everyone, for bidding. Mm-hmm. Our number is 651-647-5437. Do we have another cut, Grant?
Yes, and this one's so fun. This is about a time that Jon Bon Jovi met Michael Jackson in Tokyo and then did something very fun.
There's a story I want to ask you about that is not in the documentary. Mm-hmm. People are going to get to see all these stories in the documentary. But Bon Jovi and Michael Jackson appeared in Tokyo the same weekend.
Same period of time.
There was some crossover. Mm. And did you spend time with Michael Jackson?
Yeah, everybody wanted to meet Michael Jackson. So Richie and I had the opportunity to go up to his room, and we walked into his hotel room, which was all done up in mirrors so he could dance. And they actually took a wall out between these rooms.
They
absolutely did, because he was there for quite a while.
Uh-huh.
And his manager takes us in, fixes his hair, puts his cigar out, fixes his shirt before he enters the room. I mean, it was all very surreal. And Michael comes in with, like, the bullet belts across his shirt. And my eyes sort of do that wink-wink because, you know, it's Michael Jackson and you're in his hotel room. And we were just telling him a story about how we had just come from Australia, and it's the height of Slippery When Wet tour, and how we had bought wigs and mustaches and beards so we could go out and into the community and be with the young crowd. And he just played along as though he'd never done any such thing, to find out, of course, that he had done that all the time.
Yeah.
So now, you know, we think we're friends. And we say, come on down onto our floor and, you know, hang out. We've got the whole band here. The girls are our girlfriends and all are here. And unfortunately, he didn't come, but he sends Bubbles the Chimp as his representative.
Okay, that's terrifying.
That's a strong...
That was big, right? Bubbles comes down and wreaks havoc. Bubbles party like a rock star.
Wait, how did Bubbles arrive? And Bubbles was in your room loose?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Jumping on the bed, putting on a show. Oh, yeah. And I don't remember who brought him down or if he just came down on his own with the cigar.
With the cigar.
Bubbles showed up, man, and he hung hard.
How long would you guess Bubbles was in the room with you?
Seemed like a lifetime, I see. Quite a while. I mean, to the point where hotel management came and threatened to throw us out.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, you Michael can have Bubbles, but you can't. How about that?
No, we partied with Bubbles.
Wow.
Isn't that kind of wild?
And then we do find out from him that Richie Sambora is in the documentary that they have made up, and basically that... concert in Canada when Richie Sambora just didn't show up, that was just like that.
They had to hire someone else.
Yeah.
Because he had no-showed a couple times, and they said we just had to go a different direction.
They showed a little bit of that, so I was like, okay, all right, good, you know. Mm-hmm. So anyway, yeah, he's incredibly good-looking.
He really is.
And one of the few rockers not to color his hair.
And he's got a tan with the silver gray. He looked good. He
nice leather jacket.
He looked good last night. Anyway, has all of his old clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it looked like a marching band shirt underneath. That was kind of fun. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It is Bids for Kids.
We're up on it.
The twins trip. Okay, Sandra was $2,000. Now we're back to Rochelle at $2,500.
Nice job.
To go see the twins play the National in D.C., the D.C. experience. We'll be back. This is Lori and Julia on My Talk.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Graham, before you get to your dirt alert, let's just tell people what's out there right now. We still have eight sweet tickets to see the Minnesota Twins with Grant and his mother, Victoria.
Yeah.
On, what's the date?
April 25th. It's a nice noon 12:10 start game. So you can, like we said earlier, get that dentist appointment lined up, wink, and come hang out with the fam.
Absolutely. For just $125. And there'll be light snacks and some non-alcoholic beverages available.
Water. Yeah.
So. Yeah. And that will be a fun day. So that's something. And then our Twins Flyway DC experience right now, the current bid is Rochelle at $2,500. That will run till 6 o'clock. And that's a big, fun package that's going to make someone really happy. I wonder if Rochelle is the grandparent that someone called. We don't know. And then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to start bidding on our very last studio sit-in probably ever.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, for Wednesday, June 5th.
Oh, yeah, that will be the last month.
Yeah, in the last month. So in the meantime, Grant, Lori's taking out her calendar.
I better write that down, too, that I'm not sick that day.
Because we have talked about never calling in sick. But for June, it's June 5th, Lori.
Mm-hmm. You're out the
I already
day.
Have it out.
You're out
I'm
the
out the next
day.
2 days. Yeah. Okay, so Grant.
Yes.
What kind of da-da-da am I going to have?
We're going to start out with this happened about a month ago where TikTok and Universal Music Group had a big to-do. And Universal Music took a lot of their music off of the platform, saying that TikTok was trying to bully the music company into a deal worth less. than their previous agreement and alleged that TikTok was not willing to address AI and privacy concerns. But they have not given any details as to this new agreement. But as of Thursday morning, Taylor Swift is back on TikTok. So if you were making TikToks and you wanted to have her music in the background, multiple Swift songs are available. It was a 10-week hiatus where she wasn't available, but you've got You Belong With Me, Lover, Cardigan, Mirrorball, Fearless, Cruel Summer. We've got Style. It's all over now. The Man and Me, multiple songs for you to get access to for Taylor Swift because they have come to an agreement. Now those details are under wraps. So we've also got to mention this, Melrose Place.
I know it.
Getting a reboot. This is the second reboot because it had one in the 2010s. But the big part about this one is we're getting some big names coming back. Heather Locklear is coming back. Laura Layton and Daphne. Yeah, Sydney. Yeah. And Daphne, is it
Zaniga?
Zaniga is
all Joe.
All three are going to reprise their roles in this latest reboot, which is good. It's going to be from writer Lauren Gissis. So
apparently somebody dies.
Yes.
Okay.
And they're all back. Some of them are back and they haven't been together for a while.
I love that Heather Locklear. I mean, this is exciting. We love Melrose Place. I loved it.
I mean, 2009, we watched the reboot and nothing happened with it. And mm-hmm. we really liked it. And mm-hmm. a lot of people were back on it. And I don't know. Yeah, I hope I hope it'll be good. And Laura Layton, you know, she's married to Doug Savant, who was on Desperate Housewives playing Marcia Cross's husband. Uh-huh. Right? Wasn't he Marcia Cross's husband?
I believe.
Yeah, and Marcia Cross was on Melrose Place.
Oh, what a crossover. There we go.
And Marcia Cross is the redhead.
The redhead.
Who was in Desperate Housewives.
Uh-huh. All right. Mm-hmm. There you go. Now, because I did watch Desperate Housewives.
Yeah, Doug Savant was Marcia's.
And we've met Doug Savant and Laura Layton at the Sig Awards.
And they were super nice.
Delightful.
Yeah.
And they're beautiful in person. Beautiful.
Courtney Thorne Smith and Josie Bissett are Hallmark leading ladies.
Yes, they are, Laurie. You're right.
Andrew Hsu doesn't work anymore acting. And Kristen Davis, you know, because of course, I remember
in
when
Sex
I met
the City.
Well, and when I met her at the Michael Kors fashion show, I'm like, I'd love to do his Brooke on Melrose Place and Charlotte is Sex in the City. She liked that I knew both shows.
Oh yeah,
because she was kind
of with her.
Yeah, really, really. Mm-hmm.
But we really did.
Anyway, and Grant show, I don't know what he was doing, but he played Blake Carrington on the CW's
beautiful.
Dynasty.
Oh. Mm-hmm. All right.
He's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Still is. Mm-hmm. Nice looking guy.
Well, we've got some news out of CinemaCon that I was going to try to get to yesterday, but couldn't get to. And I've got a lot of news coming out of CinemaCon today. First and foremost, we have to touch base on this. A Gladiator 2 trailer debuted at CinemaCon, and the crowd at the theater gave it a huge, enthusiastic thumbs up. From director Ridley Scott, this seems to be a more bloody, violent version of the original, which came out in 2000. But within this teaser trailer, you see Paul Mescal face off against a charging rhino, a horde of vicious baboons, Pedro Pascal, among other threats to his, with his chiseled physique. So they said that this looks really good. Now, Ridley Scott said in a video message, it's possibly even more extraordinary than the first. It's well worth the wait. And Denzel Washington, who's also in it, promised that what you're going to see is emotion, action, and a spectacle on a scale unlike anything else in theaters this year. So,
wow.
I'm excited for this.
I am too. Mm-hmm. And God bless Ridley Scott, 86 years old, and just
he's still going,
doing amazing movies. I mean, House of Gucci and Napoleon, and you know, I mean, going all the way back to Alien, but he's incredible.
Oh, yeah, Alien. Yeah,
you know, he's incredible, active filmmaker in his 80s, like Robert Altman.
I like it. So
friend, Robert Altman.
Gladiator 2 will open up in theaters in the U.S. on November 22nd of 2024. Cannot wait for that to come. But we also learned a couple other things that at CinemaCon, we're going to be getting a new Blair Witch project. Blumhouse is going to be joining up with Lionsgate to give us a new reiteration of the Blair Witch project. So this announcement was made at CinemaCon. But, you know, I'm not, I don't know how much, how I really feel about that.
Yeah, do we need another one of those?
I don't think so, personally.
Oh, gosh, no.
No. But
I never saw the first one, but everyone loved it.
It made me sick watching the,
It
was so shaky.
Yeah.
It was on a personal handheld camera. Yeah, it's like filmed on an iPhone.
It's just, it was one of those motion things for me. But still, at the time, epic for what it did for the budget. I think that movie was so low and it made millions, millions and millions of dollars. So, but another cool thing that came out of CinemaCon was Michael Keaton. They showed the movie Beetlejuice,
look,
and his reaction. I can't say it, but I'm going to give you part
bleeping.
Of it. It's really bleeping good.
Yep.
That's awesome. I am very excited for what they're calling Beetlejuice, not Beetlejuice 2, so because it's hence the two Beetlejuice. But he said he was very nervous to see if we could pull this thing off, he admitted, but every day it just got better and better. So looking forward to see Beetlejuice when that comes out. And also from CinemaCon, we learned that Keanu Reeves will be reprising his role in the new Ana de Armas action spinoff called Ballerina. So they showed a preview, just like we kind of talked about with Gladiator, and John Wick kind of appears out of nowhere to find Ana de Armas' character. And this is a prequel to everything. And she basically just says, you're him, the one they call Baba Yaga, which is the boogeyman.
Ooh.
And so how do I start doing what you do? And Wick replies, looks like you already have. So this looks to be very fun. Keanu Reeves, John Wick's character, obviously a huge character in the franchise, but we're going to be getting a prequel version of that in Ana de Armas starring in the action spinoff Ballerina.
Thanks, Grant.
Yes.
All right, so we are down to 4 tickets left to sit in the suite at the Twins game for the 12:10 start on April 25th. They're just at $125 a piece.
Yeah.
Thank you,
everybody.
You want to bid on that, 651-647-5437, and we are down to auctioning off to the highest bidder, the very last, Lojay. This is going to make me cry a little.
I was going to say.
In studio sit-in.
I know.
And that's going to be on Wednesday, June 5th.
Yep, that's right.
And the starting bid price is $250.
Not a bad price.
And you would come and bring a friend or whoever you want, but just one. And
just one.
Hang out from 4 to 6 with us, and we'll make it fun for you. So that is, you know, it's gone from all different prices.
Yeah.
So one for $350, one for $1,000, and this one, we don't know.
Yeah.
So 651-647-5437 for that. And the final one, the big one, is the baseball Twins Flyaway Washington, D.C. experience. We are currently at $2,500, and Rochelle is winning. Sandra was at $2,000. They were going back and forth a little bit, but we think people might be coming in at the end for this one to scoop it up because still it's at such a great value. It'll be two probably lower level, probably excellent seats at the National Stadium. It's for May 20th and 21st. We know they're great seats. Mm-hmm. Two round trip Delta tickets, two night stay, two restaurant gift certificates to these really, it's called Gatsby's and Syrah, and they're really good restaurants right by there. Those are each $100. And the pitcher, maybe he'll be pitching that day. That'd be really cool if he pitched one day for the Nationals, Jake Irvin. It lives here, is from here in Minnesota and played at Bloomington Jefferson Baseball and now plays for the Nationals. This is his package. He put this together because he wants to be more involved and understands how meaningful and what they do at the Ronald McDonald House. And we had Kate Egert earlier talking about her experience out of town with the Ronald McDonald House when her daughter's child needed to be in a NICU. They call it neonatal infant
NICU,
care. Yeah, it's a NICU.
Yeah.
And in Pensacola. And how wonderful it was to have everything taken care of for you. Because when your child is sick, you can't think of anything else. I mean, I just think of when my kids had earaches or anything. But imagine if it's cancer, if it's something like, you know, one of the people that we talked to last year who had amazing pancreas transplant, the second in the world. Mm-hmm. And she lived at Ronald McDonald House 300 plus days with her mom. So there's just, it's a big deal, so we would love it if you could donate. Just go to MyTalk1071, keyword kids, or click on the icon that we have there, the visuals, and donate. And, you know, this is a write-off, people. So we just hope that you could open your pocketbooks. This is the 15th year we're doing it. And we've been delighted to raise money. We've done so many Santa stops and had so much fun with Ronald McDonald House. They do great things in our community. So it's nice to give back. So we'll see if you call and what's going on. We've got two tickets left for the twins now. And moving on, Lorraine.
Moving on to some music news. When you're a billionaire,
what do?
You turn down gigs from problematic countries. And that's exactly what Taylor Swift did, according to French Montana. She was offered $9 million to perform at a private party in the United Arab Emirates, and she turned it down.
For like an hour, I'm sure, only.
No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her.
They've got a problematic human rights history.
Yes, they do.
And Taylor's like, I don't need that.
Right. Good for her.
So $9 million to a billionaire is...
is nothing.
Well, what would the math be for like a regular person who made like...
a quarter.
Yeah.
I have no idea, but billion, remember we said it's just so much money we can't even comprehend.
We can't comprehend it. Maybe it would be like,
$1,000.
$1,000, yeah, to somebody who made $50,000 a year. If that, then maybe not be the wrong math.
That's what funny math you're doing. Yeah. And I'm just going to say it's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's very little to billionaire, but a lot to a normal human being.
Right. So anyway, that's French Montana spilling the beans about that.
Good for you, Tay-Tay.
And then Blake Lively posted a photo of her man, Ryan Reynolds, and she tagged it, "Everything I believed as a kid did turn out to be true. His name is Van City Reynolds. You're dreamy."
Who is that?
Van City Reynolds. That's Ryan Reynolds' handle on all of his socials.
Oh, cute. Yeah. Okay, we've got an update on things. Let's see. Aaron bid $400 to sit in with us, Lori.
Nice.
Then Nikki from last hour bid $800.
Woo!
We're down to two tickets for the twin suite. Now we're down to one ticket for the twin seat. The twins are sold out.
Now they're sold out. Yeah. So thank you, everybody.
Reading all the different, like, Grant, I know it.
I know. Phew. Thank you, everybody.
I knew it was going to go. I know. It's just that it's 2 weeks from today and people
are
trying to
make plans.
You're making plans with somebody. Maybe that's something you.
Yeah.
And so we still have the twins DC experience and the studio sit in, which right now is at $800 for Nikki.
And the bidding goes till six.
Yeah, it does.
So
it does. And Grant, can I ask you something? The bidding for our studio sit-in ends when our show's over, I think, doesn't it?
Yeah, it would be 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
So we could do both the final twins one, and we could also do, we could announce.
It says 6 o'clock.
Yeah, yes. So we'll announce the twins trip and then the final sit-in with you guys, like we said, after that last commercial break with that last minute.
Fantastic. Grant, did we give away our tickets to the movie premiere for Challengers?
We did. We gave that away in the first hour. And let me just get our winner so we can give them a good shout-out. They were very excited. That was the first time they ever won.
Oh.
And they also...
play tennis?
Julie from Woodbury. She bought two tickets to sit with you guys in your suite for
Beautiful
at the Chanhassen Dinner Theaters. And then she won those tickets. So she was like, I'm having a My Talk day. She was very happy.
Yeah. I love it. No, we've had some really cool packages that our team, Jess and Brooke, have worked so hard. Now, they will make us cry. These two women we've worked with, they do amazing work here behind the scenes and make all of us look so great.
I agree.
We love you, girls. Mm-hmm. All right, what else do you have, Laureen?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just letting you go. Keeping everybody updated.
We're being updated. There's nothing happening.
There's nothing to talk about for that right now because the tense moments are 10 minutes ahead of us.
That's right.
Well, in the meantime, we've got a couple minutes before we have to take a break. There's just a, I did watch Shogun.
The final?
The eighth. There's 10 episodes.
Oh, we're only on the eighth.
Only on the eighth one.
I'm behind.
It was epic.
Oh.
I'm behind.
That show is a once-a-week show, and I'm glad because that would
be... You can't binge that show.
No, it's a lot to pay attention
to.
And you're... It was epic.
Right. Tonight at 11 o'clock, which would probably be 10 o'clock here, I don't know, 10 or 11, on CMT, the Music Awards are going to celebrate Toby Keith.
That's awesome.
Yeah, tonight.
I heard Toby Keith in The Way Into Work. I should have been a cowboy. I heard that in The Way Into Work today, and I was like, oh, man, I loved him. We just got an update on our twins trip.
Oh, we're at $27.50 right now for the DC Twins Experience.
Yeah, Kathy, thank you. She might have been the one that called in. We had someone just call in studio here, and I had to direct them over to our operators. But be sure to give us a call at 651. Is it 647-5437? Yes.
All right, let's take our last break.
Yeah.
And when we come back, we'll update everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us. All right, we're on the final stretch. Final stretch for Bids for Kids, and we've got some updates. Okay, so right now, the two auction items up for bid right now are the Twins Experience in D.C. That's currently going to Kathy at $2,750. And we have that open till 6 o'clock.
Yes.
And that is round-trip air, hotel, two dinner vouchers or meal vouchers for $100 each. Great seats when the Twins play the Nationals on May 20th and 21st. So that is still a steal for $2,750. The studio sit-in for our very last one is going to Nikki right now for $800.
Yeah, Nikki.
If you still want to bid on these things, you can go to 651-647-5437. I've got an email to read to you guys, okay?
Okay.
This is from Paula. She just says that... the trip to D.C. went over our budget, so we're just as excited to sit with Grant at the Twins game on the 25th. Exclamation. My twin sister and I are thrilled to see Janet with LoJ. Exclamation, exclamation.
Oh, double down, Jane. Yep. Look at that.
I'm sad to see you girls go, but I'm so happy to spend a final event with you. Exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. Love you all. Paula and Perry Bees.
That's so cool.
That's so sweet.
Doubling down on some fun with LoJ.
I know.
The time is here.
And I'm going to send her 5 exclamation points back.
I love that. Oh, this has been fun today, you guys.
I know it.
And thank you to everybody. I mean, and we still have about 12 minutes left for your in-studio sit-in, like you said, and the travel package to see the Twins, which we were talking about those vouchers for two good restaurants right next to the ballpark. I mean, it's just going to be a great
time. D.C. is a fun place.
Oh, there's so much to see.
It's so fun. Okay, so while that is happening, we want to thank everybody. And we'll thank everybody again. And we'll thank you all for your donations. And I think over the years, one of the things we've always realized is that we've been so blessed to have a community of listeners that are so charitable.
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable how much money we've raised for so many different local charities and have had the honor of doing that for so many people and changing lives in different charities. So we just want to thank you all for always, always, always being so generous. We appreciate it. I'm wondering if you two are interested in this at all tonight. Okay. FBoy Island spinoff, Lovers and Liars on CW.
I watched FBoy Island when it was on Max and I loved it.
Okay, so this spinoff does...
The CW...
Okay, it's going to be too edited. Is that what I'm getting?
That's what I'm getting.
Lori, you didn't even make a...
What's happening to my CW? I want scripted drama, please.
We do. We do.
Yeah.
We do. And the series premiere of The Matchmaker with Patty Stinger...
Oh, is on CW.
Is on CW.
I did DVR that.
And Bachelor, Nikki Vale. Remember him?
Nick Vile.
Vile. And he was Vile, but I think he's turned nice. Is going to work together with Patty.
Oh, boy. To help her. I'm going to hate watch this show us. And I'll DVR the other one just to try it out. But Patty is a millionaire matchmaker on Bravo. Started to bug me so much. She was so pretentious.
And we kept wondering, why can't you find a relationship for yourself if you're so good at finding them for everyone else? We loved her for a while there.
For a while, we did.
We really loved her.
We did. And then we were just like, what is up with this lady? So, yeah, I saw that on the CW and I just thought, DVR it.
DVR. I'll okay. Couple things. Jimmy Fallon has Ryan Gosling tonight and Johnny Knoxville.
Thank you. Because Ryan, of course, is, you know, SNL this weekend.
Yes, he is.
With Chris Stapleton.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is. Jimmy Kimmel has Tom Hiddleston.
Ooh.
And what
would he be promoting? Loki something?
Well, The Night Manager was renewed for season 2 and 3.
I know, but that doesn't mean he's
in it. I don't know what he's doing.
Okay,
we'll find out. Isn't he Kong or something?
No, Kang, that was unfortunately Jonathan Majors.
Jonathan Majors.
I'm just trying to figure out what he's got coming out now.
That's all right, we'll find out tonight.
It's called The Life of Chuck.
Oh,
nope, that came out in November. My apologies.
All right.
That's old.
Joey King, the darling Joey King is on. Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert is Paul Rudd. John Hammond, Amy Sedaris. It's a repeat, never mind. And then Seth Meyers has Liev Schreiber. Ray Donovan, with the biggest head. His head keeps growing.
It does. I wonder what he's promoting. We'll find out tonight.
And Busy Phillips, and she's probably promoting her QVC talk show.
No, of Girls Five Eva.
No one's watching it.
Well, I know, but that's what she's going to be promoting.
This was an interesting thing. Did we talk about that? The Netflix effect? That when things go to Netflix, they usually have way more, you know, changes things. Mm. The first week, yes. I tried this. Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
You didn't like it.
I was very disappointed.
Yeah.
It had so much potential, but they really have too many buzzkills happening.
Oh, that's
it's a weird.
Not good.
Yeah. I didn't like it. And when Aerosmith is coming in January to the Axe, January 22nd, Black Crowes is their opening act.
I didn't like it yesterday.
All right, what else do I know?
I remember when they first came out, that one song of theirs was just everywhere.
Absolutely.
And then Kate Hudson ends up marrying the one guy.
I know. Chris, tall Chris with the black tall Chris. I never thought he was good looking. I wonder what it was, but she's got a Woody for musicians.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are still waiting patiently.
Fresh and bay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got a few minutes left.
Mm-hmm. Can I just tell you, that this American Riviera Orchid, which is Meghan Markle's, you know, lifestyle new thing that she announced a few weeks ago, worst name ever.
What is it? Is that a lifestyle brand?
It's basically her, the TIG, American Riviera Orchid.
Okay.
Is it Goop 2.0?
Why do you need so many names?
Exactly. And I don't think anyone has ever called Montecito or Santa Barbara the American Riviera.
Is that what she's trying? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Orchid. Orchard? Is that
Orchard?
Orchard. American Riviera. It's the worst name ever.
That is so long.
And all she's done...
She really
is on there on Instagram is just like eight tiles that have a fancy little thing that looks like it could be on a, you know, like it could be on a pretty napkin at a restaurant, and then in pretty lettering, American Riviera Orchard Montecito.
Okay, that's really funny though.
I know.
That's really funny.
I go to the Instagram like every couple days thinking there's going to be something.
Oh.
No.
Nothing.
Nothing. Well, that's how, Spotify felt.
Well, and they are doing a Netflix series. He's going to show us the world of polo, and she's going to give us a gardening and cooking show.
There you go.
All right, there we go.
And I'll watch the polo show.
Of course you will. All right, let's go one more time.
Okay.
It's your last chance, romance, tonight. Mm-hmm. The big experience, the Twins Flyaway DC experience. Right now, the current bidder is Kathy for $2,750.
Great deal.
Again, you're going.
Oh, the sit-in just went up.
Oh, Nikki.
Nikki bid
more on Nikki up to $1,000.
Whoa.
Nikki was at $800. Nikki went up to $1,000. Nikki.
Nice job, Nikki.
It's for charity.
Yes,
thank you, Nikki.
Thank you, Nikki. Last chance to sit in with you, too.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
And our Twins Flyaway DC experience, going to see the Twins play the Nationals, getting great seats, staying, blah, blah, blah. It's the dream package.
Yeah.
Yep.
That is at $2,750. Mm-hmm. The number to call, because we always said people wait till the end.
That's right.
651-647-5437.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
Before we go, also, Low J Show page, check out the most recent Zendaya photo along her tour for Challengers. She's wearing beautiful bangs, blonde hair, and a... different
kind of like a little cute little fluffy
like a rabbit,
a bunny tail.
Like a bunny tail. Floof. Yeah. It's kind of funny.
She's been rocking the red carpet for sure. So that's
the
on the low.
It's funny. All right, we'll update you in a minute with who is taking on the gold. We'll be right back. It's Lori and Julia. All right, everybody. It's weird to hear us after 6 p.m. live.
Right.
We just want to first of all say that the Twins Nationals DC experience went to Paula for $3,000.
Wow.
Paula, have a blast. We also want to say that at the very last minute, our studio sit-in went for $1,500 to Allison.
Yeah.
Way to go, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for your generous donations. We love our partnership with Ronald McDonald House. We want to thank our staff for working so hard to make it happen. And tomorrow we will announce the final amount that we raised today, but it's all because of you guys. Thank you so, so, so very much. Oh, all right. And we got it. We're done. I think we're done. Do you see anything new?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Everyone have a great night. Thank you.
Job done. Off you go.